This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, March 30th, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. All over the world, workers are being laid off their jobs as COVID-19 spreads. One of the industries most harshly hit by layoffs is aviation. Thousands of workers have been sent home with no idea when they'll be able to get back to work. The global union which represents aviation workers is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents 250 aviation workers organizations in 135 countries. Gabriel Moco Rodriguez is the head of the ITF's Civil Aviation and Tourism Services section.
The ITF continues to monitor the impact that coronavirus is having on the aviation industry. Regrettably, the explosive spread of COVID-19 has sent the airline industry into a tailspin, which has already and will continue to cause unprecedented hardship for aviation workers globally. The impact of job losses, pay cuts, temporary layoffs, reduced hours, and workers taking unpaid leave will be felt by them and their families worldwide.
Shauna McCormick is the youth representative in the ITF's aviation section.
Hello, comrades. As aviation workers, be it cabin crew, pilots, or ground staff, we are frontline workers of this pandemic, potentially exposed to the virus from various affected regions around the world every day. Why do we do this? We do this so passengers can return to their loved ones and much needed and necessary cargo can continue to reach its destination. Many of our brothers and sisters have contracted the virus, have been in or are in quarantine or in precautionary self-isolation. Firstly, we want to wish a speedy recovery to those who have currently contracted COVID-19, but also to acknowledge the struggles facing tens of thousands of our fellow workers who've to survive not only financially, but psychologically through this crisis. What is of utmost importance for all aviation workers right now is that we remind ourselves that it is you that keeps this industry what it is, strong and resilient. Remember, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Our skills, dedication, and experience are what will rebuild this industry during and beyond this crisis.
Joseph Tabiri is the chair of the ITF aviation section.
This virus used our workplace, the world's aviation system, to rapidly spread across the globe. Employers and governments must provide workers with adequate protection, paid sick leave when in quarantine or self-isolation, and income and job protection for all workers impacted by the pandemic. We are calling on aviation employers not to use this as an opportunity to degrade working conditions or permanently lay off workers, but to engage in constructive ways with unions to find creative solutions to this temporary crisis. This goes for governments too. They have a duty to protect workers' wages and welfare. COVID-19 is issuing the world an unprecedented collective challenge. All parts of society, workers, employers, and governments, need to work together to minimize the damage done.
Stephen Cotton is the General Secretary of the ITF.
I want to commend all the work of our affiliates and their members and how they've responded to this unprecedented crisis. We're engaging with our members, we're engaging with the employers, and we're engaging with governments to respond appropriately to protect the aviation industry. All transport workers are confronted by being part of the front line to make sure passengers get home safely and to ensure that cargo is transferred to keep the world moving. We in the ITF will continue to monitor all of the developments and share with our affiliates the best practice and responses. Brothers and sisters, this is a critical time. Your bravery and professionalism is absolutely critical. We are amazed at how passionately you've continued to defend your industry, and we in the ITF will continue to support you and lobby every international organisation to ensure that we protect the amazing aviation industry.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about caring for each other through global solidarity.